Father, we recognize that you are here among us this night. We thank you for the opportunity to hear your word and to reflect on its meaning for our lives. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will work in us. Through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So on the night before Jesus was crucified, before he died, three monumental events happened in the life of Jesus. Jesus gathered with his disciples in the upper room in Mount Zion in Jerusalem, and he was to celebrate the Passover meal. And as they gathered together, the disciples walked in, and Jesus did the unthinkable. He took off his outer garment, and he girded his waist with a towel, and he knelt down, and he washed the disciples' feet in an act of amazing humility. In an act of servant ministry to the disciples. And then he turns to the disciples, and he says to them, "As I have done to you, so are you to do for one another." He calls them to the same servant ministry. In effect, Jesus is saying, take a look at the way that I have loved you. Take a look at this example, and with those same qualities, I want you to love one another. In the context of that night, he then went into the Passover meal, and after the meal was over, or during the meal was happening, he took the elements of the Passover meal and he redefined them. He put new meaning to those words, to those elements, and he took bread, the Passover bread, and he broke it, and he asked blessing upon it. And he gave it to the disciples, and he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then after supper, he took a cup of wine. Maybe after the Passover meal, there were four cups to be drunk that night in the Passover celebration. And maybe it was after the third one, maybe it was the third cup that he took, the cup of redemption. And he would take the Passover cup, the wine, and he asked God to bless it. And then he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so Jesus, on this night, the first Monday-Thursday night so long ago, washed the disciples' feet as an example of his servant ministry to them and to the world. And he said to the disciples, "I want you to do what I have done to you, to one another." And then he instituted the Lord's Supper. And after that, he and his disciples went across the Kidron Valley up into Gethsemane, where he went to pray. And the disciples knelt to pray, and he knelt to pray, and the disciples couldn't stay awake, as you know the story. And he went to pray, and he asked God to take the cup away from him. And he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And he went back and found the disciples asleep again, for they couldn't keep watch. And so the three monumental events in the life of Jesus that we celebrate tonight and we remember, and we trust that the Holy Spirit will instruct us about, is that he washed the disciples' feet as an example of his humility and his servant ministry. He instituted the Lord's Supper, and then he went to pray and found his disciples not watching but asleep. And we're going to do the same things tonight. We're going to celebrate the fact that we have the institution of the Lord's Supper, and we'll celebrate that in just a minute. Many will stay the night and will pray different hours during the night to keep watch, and we'll also, in just a few minutes, wash one another's feet. This foot washing, to put it in the context of what is happening in John's Gospel, is not exactly the moral example that we would want to make it into. I mean, it's a great example of Jesus' servant ministry, but in the context of what's happening, Jesus is being defined by John in the Gospel of John as a certain kind of Messiah. We hear throughout the gospel that Jesus is God. In different ways, John tells us Jesus is God. He's God come to the earth. We hear in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so John's very clear about that. In John chapter 8, we hear that before Abraham was, Jesus says, I am. He takes upon himself the name that God gave to Moses to call him by, I am. And the seven I am sayings in John's gospel, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. John is very clear that this person, this Jesus, is really God. But what's his nature as God? He comes in a different way than all of the other religious leaders of all time comes. And that's the gospel lesson for tonight, the 13th chapter of John's gospel. John wants us to know, and I think Jesus wants us to know, that he came as a different kind of Messiah. He came as a serving Messiah, one who would give his life as a ransom for many, not a son of man who came to be served, but to serve. And St. Paul says it this way, he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and he humbled himself even further to the point of death upon the cross. And so all of these events tonight are opportunities for us to encounter Jesus Christ, whether we encounter him in the foot washing, when we serve one another and are served as our feet are washed and as we wash other people's feet in just a few minutes. Or when we come to the Holy Communion rail, it's not uncommon for those who distribute communion to see the impact of what it means to receive the grace of God that he offers to us in the sacrament, and to see it on the faces of the people who come expecting to meet Jesus. It's an amazing privilege to be able to pass out communion to those who want to meet Jesus. Or whether we'll encounter him in the quiet hours after the service is over, when Jesus would come to us and minister to us and speak to us. But I want to encourage you this night to know this God who will not give up until he's found. He'll do anything and everything to reach out to us. He did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself and he took the form of a servant and he humbled himself to the point of death in order to reach down to where we are and to meet us where we are and to come into our lives in the ways that we would be able to receive him. I can't help but believe that tonight God wants to come to us, each one of us, wherever it is in the context of our service, but to encourage us to come into our lives, to fill us and refresh us and renew us, and to meet us in life-changing ways. Would you expect that of him tonight? I believe that's his heart for us. And I pray that in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.